next week for another edition of Hemispheres. It's time for Cabaret.
Listening to KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver, where support comes from the Greeley Blues Jam, taking place Saturday, June 3rd at Island Grove Regional Park in Greeley, and featuring Tab Benoit, Carolyn Wonderland, Southern Avenue, and more. Full lineup, tickets, and details at greeleybluesjam.org. Support comes as well from the Newman Center for the Performing Arts, presenting Surreal and Me on Friday, May 19th. The Grammy-nominated jazz vocalist makes her Newman Center debut. Tickets at newmancenterpresents.com. I'm Iris Berkeley, and as we just heard, it's time for Cabaret, our weekly live local affair here in the studios of our KGNU Boulder facility. I got some real special guests tonight. Without further ado, I want to take it away introducing Montana Sand.
The tip of my toe, oh, 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 oh. And I'm shaking from dusk till dawn, dusk till dawn, 'cause I need keep me on my feet, so breathe me patiently, slowly. Not talking about us, not talking about us. I'm talking about love, I'm talking about us. Not talking about us, I'm talking about love. Where is this God up above? Not talking about fight, I'm talking about flight. He's talking about day, I'm talking about night. Lay your head down to rest, your heaven sent. For he's breaking the tip of my toe. Shaking from dusk till dawn, dusk till dawn, 'cause I need something to keep me on my feet, so breathe me patiently. Talking about us, not talking about trust. I'm talking about love, I'm talking about lust. Watch my bruises burst every time he cuts me out. There's no way around. Falling for you is like stepping in glue, and I don't know what to do. And I don't know if it's me, jealousy, but I let down my walls so that we could be. I let down my walls so that you could see that it's breaking the tip of my toe. Dust to dawn, dusk till dawn. Cause I need something to keep me on my feet, to breathe me patiently.
Montana Sand joining us tonight in the Cabaret Studio here on KGNU. That's our Tuesday night live and local showcase. Super excited to have this fantastic trio in the house on this lovely night as we finally come out of this rainy, gloomy week, and like we got ourselves some good vibes in the studio tonight. Montana Sand is led by AJ Kaiser. Now, they've been with us before, but this is the first time that you've been in the studio with these other fantastic folks. We got Rob Rowe on fiddle and Phil Brusty on pedal steel as Montana Sand. You want to tell us about yourselves?
Okay, I'll start. Oh my gosh. My name is AJ. I use they, them pronouns. I'm from Boulder, but I live like in Austin area now.
Wow.
Playing
Welcome
music
home.
Out there. Yeah, I love it. I love Colorado. Yeah.
And I'm cheating a little bit because we've got Rob and Phil here sans mics. But do you want to introduce your bandmates? Or actually you've got
they have mics.
All right, Phil. We just got you kitted out at the last minute. Introduce yourself, my friend.
I'm Phil Brusty. I've been playing with AJ. Gosh. I don't know. It's been a couple of years.
It's been a long time, and I did not know that's how he pronounced his last name until today. I was like, no, what?
No, it's okay. It's Norwegian. It's difficult.
It's been a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. I play pedal steel. And so, it's fun to play with AJ. They write great songs.
Thank you.
Yeah, y'all have a great vibe. And Rob, can I convince you to lean into that mic just a little bit
totally.
And introduce yourself?
My name's Rob Rowe. I use he, him pronouns, play fiddle, cello, ukulele.
Wow.
I met AJ at a
Rainbow
song
House.
Circle. Yeah, Rainbow House.
Nice.
Yep. We've been playing ever since.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, I got all kinds of questions to ask you, but I don't want to distract from the music. Tell us what you gave us to get started. Tell us a little bit about that track.
That song is called Whispers. I wrote it a very long time ago, and I don't even remember what it's about, honestly. I couldn't tell you. It's I guess it was about a heartbreak. I write a lot about heartbreak, not gonna lie. I'm like Taylor Swift. I'm like a T Swiftie up in here.
Nice. Yeah, and those stories, those stories write their own stories for the people who listen. So give us a few more songs. What you got up next?
Yeah, this next one is called Single Smile. And this one's about nature and also the law of attraction.
Awesome. All right, Montana Sand on Cabaret.
waves of blue crashing wide, evergreen forest, and stars light up my night. Yellow trees, and I feel a slight breeze. Oh, the orange glow of the sun takes me home. You are as sudden as a summer storm. You were written in the stars. One day you were born. You'll go back to who you are, because you hold the universe with a single smile. You hold the universe with a single smile. You
Okay, so this next one I'm going to be playing is called Dream Song, and this is a song, actually, it's a song that I wrote about my dad's dream that he had about me living in a van in California and playing music, and then, like, 2 years after he had that dream, I actually ended up living in California and playing music and living out of my Subaru.
I'm going to have to ask your dad for me.
Yeah, so he, yeah.
All right.
He had like a premonition.
Kind of. Nice. Dream song.
Yep.
I was born at the Golden Gates of San Fran. My mama, she wanted to move far away. So we took our courage and a friend from New Orleans. We packed in an instant and left next day. Oh, chasing waves and chasing happiness. By the time they were 20, they made a bit of money and drove to the coast on a dime. Their father had a dream. They were in the magazines, playing for folks in the country of wine. Oh.
That was Dream Song. We've got Montana Stand in the studio here on KGNU's Cabaret. It's a little bit past 7:15. I am Iris Berkeley, and I have the absolute delight to share our lovely studio space here with this fantastic trio. And like we said earlier, AJ Kaiser, AJ, you've been in here before. This is the first time you've brought this band along with you, but I believe I went through our archives. You were here last in 2019, am I right?
Was it really that long ago? Holy moly.
I know, right? It kind of goes without saying that like a lot of stuff has happened to all of us since then. I mean, it feels like another lifetime, really. But, you know, tell us a little bit about what you've been up to, what your trajectory's been since the last time you were in this room.
So last time I was here, I was with Keith Summers and Mad Dog Friedman. Keith was playing upright bass, mm-hmm. and Mad Dog was playing harp, like harmonica. Mm-hmm. But since then I started like a country like band. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I kind of went like a full 360. My grandfather passed away and he was like really obsessed with country. Uh-huh. And like ever since he passed away, like I started like getting more into like the stuff that he liked.
Nice.
Yeah. Like I love country music so much. And, yeah, it just hits me like a different way. Like my favorite instrument is pedal steel. Sorry, Robert. Like, I don't know, like, some of the stuff that, like, Coulter Wall, like, some mm-hmm. of my, like, biggest inspirations are, like, country artists.
Nice. And that actually, that's something that I was sort of wanting to ask you, because there's sort of this, like, cliche at a radio station about RIYL, you know, recommended if you like, which is what you get when someone sends you in an album. It's like, RIYL, blah, 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 all these other bands. Because, so I was struggling a little bit to RIYL for you, because your music does, you know, you have so much country in that vibe, but there's so many other influences. So, how would you describe that?
My genre, like, I describe it as acoustic soul.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But like it does have a lot of country and Americana roots and like folk roots mm-hmm. too. I want to get better at bluegrass. I can't say that, like, I'm, like, good at bluegrass.
It's a lot of notes.
Yeah, like, it's kind of hard. Like, shout out to Robert, though. Like, he's, like, good at bluegrass. Like,
nice. Yeah. Nice. Awesome. Well, and this was another thing that really struck me. I love this. Your press kit has, like, the best statement that I have seen in a long time. You say, I'm just going to read it. Making music an inclusive space for all to be able to enjoy and relate to, and using music for mental health awareness. I mean, big ups to you for that. But talk to me a little bit more about that.
Well, I have my bachelor's in psychology. I work at a treatment center.
Oh, wow.
I teach music there during the day.
Yeah. So you've probably seen music change a lot of lives.
Yes, I do. Yeah. And I want to be a music therapist. I might have to go back to school, though.
Yeah. Well, we're just going to call this a Tuesday night therapy session. That's
all right. Sweet. All right. I'll lead.
All right. What you got
next?
Tell
me about your feelings, boys.
In the key of A, you know.
Right. Oh no, that's so funny.
So you got a few more with us to share. I say just as you take a drink of water, because that's how I roll.
I'm sponsored by Yerba Mate, actually.
I won't tell you how much sleep I did not get last night.
I was preparing for this all day, so I was like caffeine time.
Oh yeah. Yes. And then in about 40 minutes, you could just zonk all you want. Song happy.
No, I'm gonna be on the high.
Yeah, that's true. That's how that goes. 2 a.m. is gonna roll around and be like, oh. All right, what you got next for us?
We're gonna be doing a song called Cigarette and a Coffee Cup. Actually, these two were both on the recording in the studio, and it just got released on Spotify. You can find it under Montana Sand. That's Montana Lake the State, Sand Lake a Beach.
Nice.
.com. I'm not sponsored. Or whatever. What did you call it earlier? Like,
You're not underwritten. No, montanasand.com.
I am allowed to say my website, though?
Oh, you
though?
Are.
Okay,
absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely. Okay. We'll wrap up on the best ways to find you when the next times we chat.
Sweet.
Yeah, awesome. Give it to us.
Okay. I was gone for months and I ate my lunch. Would you hold my hand, a familiar touch? But if I was somehow hurt, my hand would be alone. And you leave me in the dark with a cigarette. Thank you.
How could you love anyone else when all you love is yourself? And I have died a thousand times and you can't even sacrifice a cigarette and a coffee cup, a cigarette.
This next one that I got is about having a hard time making friends in the music industry because a lot of people party and it was hard. Like, not a lot of people are super reliable, but like luckily I found these guys and some like other pros that are like really chill. But like not everyone is like that. A lot of people just want to kind of like goof off and like party and like, yeah. Yep. That's kind of why I moved to Austin though, because I was like, people take it more seriously, like where it's like a music city. So
yeah. And y'all have a really good vibe just watching you in this space.
Thanks.
You know, folks who are tuning in, what you're missing is just sort of watching the communication here. And it's just like, yeah, the good feels are strong in this space. So
Feels.
The feels.
We're gonna put you in the feels with this one because it's sad. But it's also like religious, like a little bit like this song is also about my experience with religion and spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't grow up religious by any means, but I found spirituality when I was about 17.
Right.
I started practicing and my family grew up spiritual. Mm-hmm. Like my mom's a yoga instructor.
Mm-hmm.
I think they grew up like Catholic, mm-hmm. and then they kind of like went like took a left turn, and then they became more spiritual. And then like I never went to church like growing up my whole life, and then I was like, Mom, like we gotta go to church. Like mm-hmm. I had an awakening, and then I like kind of started practicing on my own. So
and you found it your own way.
Yeah, but it's also like my experience. Like I lived with Mormons too, like growing
mm-hmm.
up, mm-hmm. and like as of somebody that's part of the LGBT community, it was very challenging, and like. I have like religious trauma too, but like, not to trauma dump on the radio, but
no, that's fine. We can all do it together.
But yeah, like that's just like what the song is about. Like, honestly, like my experience with like religion and spirituality, I study religions. Like I'm very like open. Like I still go to like a non-denominational church, so I don't care. Like as long as you're not like hating.
Yeah. What's it called?
Not My Friends.
Not My Friends. All right.
Yeah.
Montana Sand in the Cabaret.
Knocking on the door with my eyes, white walls lit halls say your last goodbye, say your last goodbye. Sell my soul cause I'm getting old, I'd go to hell I once was told. It's not fair, let me in, he went to heaven for my sins, for my sins, for my sins. Knocking again, propose. My family drove out to the coast. I wrote a note, prayed to the pole, rode a Mustang with a halo. That's got me knocking again. I ain't half to be any worse, but I could pretend I could say. They would pretend to be a friend, but we're all selfish in the end. The books I read, the hands I lend, wouldn't change the prayers I send to the Reverend. Became corrupt. That's got me knocking again. I ain't half to be any worse, but I could pretend I could surrender. Knocking again. The Undertaker.
Curse word in it.
That's
was it bad?
No, you're all okay. Right. You're all right.
Okay, okay, sorry. It's like a context as far as like, you know, like up and yeah. down, like not as far as like
I feel that.
Yeah, yeah.
Nope, you're fine. You're
okay.
Fine.
Okay.
No, thank you for your awareness.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Tell
okay.
us. Yeah, but tell us about that song, because I was just like, I was right there with you, like, you know, again, not to trauma dump on the radio, but that touches on a lot of my history too.
Oh, so. Does it really? Oh my gosh.
So yeah, just you know, how does it feel? To be like taking songs like that out on the road and like just sharing that with folks, being in that space, and like, what's that like?
So really, like, I believe that song, it's kind of like it touched me in like a different way, kind of. And like, I don't know, I'm kind of getting caught up on my words, like I got in my head a little bit. Sorry, like
I feel you.
Not gonna lie, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's real, because you're taking on this music. Because I would be remiss, and I would also be remiss to not you if you just tuned in. It's KG News Cabaret, and I got Montana Sand live in the studio. That is AJ Kaiser, Phil Brusty, and Rob Rowe together.
Yeah.
With us. But taking a look at your you went on the road a lot lately, and you got a little bit more before, because like you were just at number 38 a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. And a couple of shows in the Front Range before it looks like you're heading back to Austin at the end of the month, right?
I am. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think folks can see you this Friday 19th.
At Gold Hill Inn. Yeah.
No, yeah. Sunday. Yeah, are you at your Fort Collins?
6 to 8.
All right, yeah.
Oh, Fort Collins. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's another show. I forgot. I'm playing like a bunch of shows. Oh, I play every weekend, so like I kind of like lose track of it all.
Nope, fair. So correct me if I got these wrong, but I think if folks want to see you, Friday the 19th at Purpose Brewing in Fort Collins.
Yes.
Sunday the 21st at Culinary Dropout Denver. And
The culinary one got canceled.
That got canceled, but folks can see you at the Gold Hill Inn.
It's because my friend that sings opera said that I shouldn't be singing for more than 3 hours at a time, like a day.
Yeah, that's
But I kind of need money, so like...
No, it's a balance. But folks can see you Sunday at the Gold Hill Inn, which is going to be mad scenic. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love Gold Hill Inn. That place is so fun. And the owner, Brian, and his brother, he cooks so well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chef's kiss.
Oh, no. I am now currently thinking about it. Yeah, the last time I was up there a couple of months. Yeah, I'm officially jealous. All right. So this is gonna be a good weekend. Then you're all headed back to Austin. Just you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So I guess that's give us something that, you know.
Yeah, I'm better at singing.
No, that's all right. You're doing great. Share with us something that folks might hear if they come see you this weekend. Give us a song that folks might hear.
Oh,
if
yeah,
they come
you'll,
see you, this
you can do th- yeah, this one will be fine.
All right.
Sunday Morning Kiss. This one's also on Spotify. You can stream it.
Awesome.
Consume. We live inside our heads, this tiny room. We rebel, then we conform. We live inside these societal norms. He said, she said, they said, pass it, it's dead. I don't wanna hear it. I broke my mama's bed, and they will say my name, and I will play the game. But don't think I won't change my way to the top like flies. They will all drop, cause he said, she said, they said, I said it's dead. I don't wanna hear it anymore. And how did it come? To knock on your back door, oh, now. They tell me soar, my little angel, be oh so stable. But I cry, cause it's not easy being up and down. My feet won't ever touch the ground. I save myself, then I accidentally wreck my health. Spending money with too much confidence. My only Sunday morning kiss is a cigarette between my legs. Apocalypse, the moon's eclipse. Above the train tracks, apocalypse, ignorant blares, a Sunday morning kiss. Sunday morning kiss, a Sunday morning kiss,
Sunday Morning Kiss here on KGNU on our cabaret. I got Montana Sand in the house. AJ Kaiser and friends, can catch them a couple times this weekend before you head back to Austin. So you're from Boulder and you're just kind of you're kind of here for a visit, but like always curious, you know, folks who come back, like what are you so happy to see back in your life back in Boulder?
Just my family.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss my family a lot. Yeah, like it's the first time I've lived away from them for a while. So,
oh wow. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. That probably informs your music, I'm gonna guess.
Yeah, but like I can't give up on my dream, so.
Yeah, of course not.
And I'm not really gonna grow like in Colorado as much, like so. Unfortunately, I had to move because like it was kind of like a business decision.
Yeah, you chase it. No, totally, totally. I mean, but that's a good question because last time you were here was like gosh, almost 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And while we hope it's not gonna be another 4 years before you're back in this space, like let's you know like where do you want to be? Say we're here in this room 4 years from now having this conversation. Give me your vision quest. Where are you gonna be?
I already like have achieved all my goals like as a musician. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to be famous. I would like to be like E-list. Like I would like a little more like money.
Fair.
For what I do, because like Spotify doesn't really pay very fairly. Like, but like realistically, I've already done everything that I've wanted to do, and I even travel for music now, so that's really cool.
Yeah.
And I want to tour more places and meet new people and see new things and like just like play different venues. But really, like I've already achieved most of my goals. Nice. Like I don't want to get like too famous. Like that's a little scary. Like I want to be under a microscope. Like that would be like lame. Like
fair. Yeah, having people recognize you in the grocery store, probably not fun.
No, like because I grew up like with Michael Jackson's daughter, and it was rough. Like the paparazzi would come to our school and stuff, and just it was scary. Like I like, first of all, whose life gets touched by Michael Jackson? Not a lot of people. So like I thought that was kind of a weird coincidence that I'm just like a musician that just like
of all the people
like gets freaking contacted with like basically in contact with the pretty much the king of pop's daughter. Which I have like a lot of friends like that are like the king of pop's like fans, and they're all over the globe, which is really cool. So I get to like connect with a lot of cool people. But I think it was like a lesson from spirit like that like taught me like, do you really want to be that big? Like if you like, because I didn't even know I was going to be like a musician at that point. I was just kind of writing for fun. But like growing up, like I look back on it and I'm like, I don't like that would be so much like,
yeah, that'd be a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fame takes a certain sort of, you know, fame and artistry don't necessarily have to be the same thing.
No.
Okay. So four years from now, you're here and you've just been doing a whole lot more of the same and just having a good time and enjoying it.
Pretty much the same thing. Like I'm just going to plateau. Like.
Hey, no. It's not a plateau if you're having a good time, especially if you're touring. So you're talking about really enjoying touring and
I love touring.
Yeah, what's like what does it for touring for you? Like what's the best part?
Seeing like all sorts of different people in the crowd and like seeing people smile in the crowd and just like get into it or just like I don't know, like sometimes people even come up to me like and cry.
Aww.
And like crazy things will happen. I chose, but like it's all worth it, and I love like playing music so much, and it's just my favorite thing. Like I would do this, like I told myself today, like on live, like I was like on TikTok and I was like, oh, like I would be doing this like on my back porch, and I would be just as happy. Like I could do it on the radio, I could do it on my back porch. I don't care. Like I do it for myself too. Like I'm not like just like sharing for, like I had an ego death, like I thought I was like all that like at one point, like but then I was like, no, like it doesn't matter, like oh my gosh, like I am not that cool, like stop.
But that said, I mean, yeah, I mean it's one thing to know that you're like happy doing it, audience or not, but speaking on behalf of everybody who is tuned in right now, we're super glad you're here. We're super glad you're gonna be doing these shows over the next few days. Anything you'd want, you know, if like someone comes sees you in Gold Hill or anywhere else over the weekend, any advice you want to give them, you know, like, you know, wear good shoes because you're gonna be dancing, or you know, like what?
Well, it is May, so bring an umbrella.
Yeah All right, fair. Especially after the week that we've had.
We don't know. Yeah, it's been raining a lot. It was raining in Austin too. I literally drove through like a severe thunderstorm.
No.
I looked to the airport and I was like, I'm gonna make it to Colorado. I'm so determined. No, it was funny. But I don't think they don't take it seriously in Texas. They're severe thunderstorms don't matter. They're it's kind of like Florida with the hurricanes. They just party and
just do the thing,
mess around. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, we're glad you made it. We're glad you braved the weather to come here and get more weather. You got a couple more songs for us. I hear. We got ourselves about 15 minutes left. So
okay, so three more songs.
Let's use it up.
Okay, sounds good. Let's do it. Okay, let's do Rolled Up Dollar Bills. This was a song that I wrote originally as a rock song, but I want to see what a country spin would sound like.
So this is like a first. This is like a never heard. All right.
Never heard.
All right.
None of these songs are released. Some of them are, but a lot of these songs are not released. Mm-hmm. A lot of these I actually am doing because the multi-tracks, I can put them on Spotify and stuff like that too. Yeah.
So we can keep an eye out for these KGNU live sessions.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And like you said, so it's MontanaSand.com, Spotify, look you up, Montana like the state, sand like the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And socials? What socials do you do?
I just do Montana Sand Music.
Okay.
For all my social media.
All right, that's where folks can find you. Mm-hmm. All right, Rolled Up Dollar Bills. Let's hear it.
Okay. Rolled up dollar bills. I sold my soul at the old sawmill and rolled up dollar bills, making mountains out of molehills. Rolled up dollar bills, overflowing my mind, not my pockets. Raise them up for the children. I'm so sick and tired of being a target. Interrogation, the questions. Rolled up dollar bills. I sold my soul at the old sawmill. And rolled up dollar bills, making mountains out of molehills. Takes some skill and the thrill of it all. Rolled up dollar bills. I sold my soul at the old sawmill. And rolled up dollar bills, making mountains out of molehills.
I'm going to say that works just fine as a country song, if I may be so bold.
Really? I kind of like it as rock, but that country version was kind of cool too.
Yeah, I dig. Rolled Up Dollar Bills with Montana Sand here in KGNU's Cabaret Studio. We got a couple more, right?
And Iris.
And Iris Berkeley. Thank
you. The only.
There better only be one of me. All right. What do we got next?
I'm going to do a song called Back to Durango. I went to college in Durango, Colorado.
Nice.
Yeah, okay. And they like this song a lot in Durango.
I bet they do.
Yeah. All right.
Back
how love can make one's heart swing. You know, it can make one show on tears of a heart they broke. And I said, oh, 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 oh. I said, oh, 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 oh. I said, oh, 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 yeah. I said, oh, oh, oh. Back to Durango. How fast a heart beats quick. A bend, not a break, but two lies that I will shake. And I said, oh, whoa, I said, oh, whoa, I said, oh, I said, oh, oh, yeah, back to Durango.
Back to Durango here on Boulder on KGNU's. We're starting to wrap up on tonight's edition of Cabaret. I'm Iris Berkeley. I've got Montana Sand here in the studio. That's AJ Kaiser. They're leading and singing and playing guitar and tuning guitar.
Yeah, I got a tune. Like this last one, I wrote in a weird tune.
That's all right. I'll stall for time. Also got Phil Brusty on pedal steel and Rob Rowe on fiddles. Is a great trio. If you want to see these folks live, you can do so Friday 19th at Purpose Brewing in Fort Collins and at the Gold Hill Inn on Sunday the 21st. You might also want to check out, we got a bunch of other great events on our calendars, including Presents calendar at kgnu.org. Coming up next, we got Danielle in the studio about to kick off a Corriente in just a few minutes. Music of Latin America from traditional to modern. Also, a quick heads up for you Cabaret fans. Beginning on June 3rd, Cabaret is going to be running on Saturday evenings from 6 to 8. Corriente is going to be... No, Corriente. Cabaret is the same. Corriente is going to be running 6 to 8 on Saturday evenings. Sound Lab is going to be running Tuesday nights starting at 8, starting on June 3rd. You can learn more about that at kgnu.org. And yeah, before we head out, anything else you want to share with the KGN universe before we call it a night? And one more.
This next one, I'm just going to introduce it. It's called Waking Up. My friend Leah Dawn helped me write in. My other friend Olivia Andrews. So I wanted to shout them out.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Let's do it.
I've been rolling, stacking, wearing out your heart. And too far from the world. There was a dream. There was a door. I was caught in the limelight, always searching for more. Special
beginning on June 3rd, 2023, KGNU's weekly evening freeform music show, Sound Lab, will begin broadcasting on Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m., and our weekly Latin music show, Corriente, will be aired from 6 to 8 p.m. on Saturday evenings. KGNU will no longer air the BBC News Hour on Saturdays from 6 to 7 p.m., but instead will provide 5-minute BBC international headlines at 1:01, 4:01, and 6:01 p.m. Feedback about these programming changes may be submitted through the KGNU programming comment form found online at kgnu.org.
KGNU will host its annual plant sale on Sunday, June the 4th. From May 13th through the 30th, KGNU will be accepting donations of healthy plants and starts, as well as gardening items in good condition. You can drop off your donations on the east side of KGNU's Boulder Studios, located at 4700 Walnut Street, Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, email kateliz47, that's K-A-T-E-L-I-Z 47, at gmail.com, or you can call 303-499-5314. And thanks.
You are tuned into KGNU Boulder, 88.5 FM, KGNU Denver, 1390 AM. You heard a wonderful one-hour set featuring Denver-based country band Montana Sand. Thank you, Iris Berkeley, for hosting a wonderful cabaret show. Cabaret features live music from local artists right here in Colorado. You are tuned in to KGNU's Corriente. My name is Danielle, and I will be here until 10 o'clock playing Latin American music from all around the world, spanning many different genres, traditions, and generations. and I will be here until 10. Thank you so much for tuning in on this Tuesday night. This is KGNU's Corriente.
Me habla de cosas bellas cuando escucha mi lamento.
Él lamenta cumbiambero.
Y yo soy el cumbiambero de la sala y el lamento.
Él lamenta cumbiambero.
Ay. Tú supiste esperar.